Hey guys, welcome back to Mini Monologue. Today we're going to be talking about things we hyperfixate on. I talk about hyperfixating quite a lot. Let me just look up the definition of hyperfixating. I love doing this. I love looking up a definition on the podcast. It really makes it seem more educational and proper. Hyperfixation is the immense focus on one person, activity, or object and excluding or ignoring everything else. Hyperfixation involves complete dedication and absorption on a single task, where anything beyond that task is tuned out. So, I tend to do this with quite a lot. It actually is an ADHD symptom, or like, not symptom, but like, it's a characteristic of people with ADHD. I'm not saying I have ADHD, because I think you can also hyperfixate on things without ADHD. Do you say H or H? I remember everyone in like Northern Ireland, you know, they call it Protestant or Catholic. It's a really big thing in Northern Ireland. Like, you will be asked that if you go to Northern Ireland, they'll be like, are you Protestant or Catholic? And if you say H, you're like one or the other. And if you say H, then you're the other one. I don't know. I can't remember which one it is. But anyway, that just always reminds me of that. I always get like, not scared of like which one I say, because I'm obviously neither. I'm not Protestant or Catholic. But like, I always be like, oh shit, what are people going to think? Anyway, ADHD. Why are we talking about that? Oh, hyperfixating. Oh, okay. I feel like you all guys just like diagnosed me there with ADHD. I tend to hyperfixate a lot. Like, for example, I'll give you some examples of things I hyperfixate on. People. I will start enjoying to hang out with someone and I want to hang out with them every day. And actually, you know what? Yeah, no, that is true. I think I definitely hyperfixate. Well, it doesn't last very long, to be honest, because I get sick of people. Not in that way, not in a bad way that I'm like ever sick of my friends. But, you know, you spend a certain amount of time with someone, with like even one of your best friends, you're like, Jesus, I just need some alone time. Like, I need you to leave my house right now. I get that all the time. But then there's just some people, like, I don't know with Ruby, like, I could, like, we shared a bed there for like 10 days straight, maybe even longer, maybe like 2 weeks straight. And for some reason, I was like, so, I think she's the chillest person ever. Like, she's so low maintenance. And like, I would say I'm quite low maintenance, to be honest. But like, I just yap. I like to yap. Ruby, she has her moments. Sometimes she really likes to yap. She's really, really hyper. She's really fun, whatever. Not that she's not ever not fun, but like, she has her downtime, really. And for me, like, I'm a very consistent energy, I would like to say. Maybe people will disagree, but I feel like when you meet me, or like you meet up with me, you know what type of Olivia you're getting, you know what mood I'm in. Whereas a lot, like, and it's not just Ruby, it's like a lot of my friends, you'll meet up with them and you're like, God, I don't know what side of them I'm going to get today. Like, I don't know if they're going to be in a good mood or a bad mood, or they're going to be like tired, they're going to be energetic. Like, that's like, just with a lot of people, they don't have, like, they've got like mood swings, or like they don't just have this constant energy. I think it's quite rare to have a constant energy. And not that I do have a constant same energy, but it's, I will always put it on. Even if I'm feeling shit and I'm with a group of people, I will like overcompensate for that shit mood and I will make it seem like I'm having the best time. I wonder what that is. I think I'm just like a people pleaser, to be honest. Anyway, I was in Paris with Ruby and she, I think she's like, she's like very low maintenance and chill. Like, we were like walking around one day. Maybe she gets sick of me though, because we were walking around one day and I realized halfway through the day that she hadn't said a word and I was just yapping at her. Sometimes I love that though. And then sometimes I love being around people who yap more than me. Like, I have this friend and he just like talks so much about himself and like tells all these stories and literally does like presentations for me. And like, I can just tune out and I don't really have to speak that much. All I have to do is sit there and nod. And sometimes I just love that. It's actually really boys I've found that do that. Like, I like boys who talk a lot, because then I can just like sit and just like for once in my life, just like shut up. Anyway, I think I do hyperfixate on people for sure. Another thing I hyperfixate on a lot is food. I have like a weird relationship with food. Like, if I like something, I will eat it every single day for every single meal, and I won't eat anything else. And I get really like weird about, like, so for example, avocado and beans on toast. I've been eating it every single day since I was 16, maybe. I'm not 22. It's getting a bit scary. It's because it's like not even that nice. It's avocado and beans on toast. It's beans on toast essentially, and I love it so much. But I need it exactly like. I need everything to be the exact thing I like. Like, if for example, my mum once, I was at home and she made me avocado on toast and she used the wrong bread. Or she used Branston beans or something, not Heinz beans. Like, I wouldn't eat it. I'd be like, oh, like, you fucked it up. Like, it's actually, like, it's a bit scary sometimes, like, the way I act about food, if it's not made in the way I like it. Don't know what that means, like, in my brain, but maybe we should delve into that. Maybe we should delve into that in, like, therapy or something. But, yeah, I definitely hyperfixate on food. Like, recently I get the same Chipotle. Like, okay, for example, like, you know how people really like a restaurant and they'll go to the same restaurant loads of times, maybe they'll try different things in the menu, or if you like Nando's and you like to I think a lot of people are set in their ways. I don't think that's a bad thing, but like, for example, if I find something that I like at a restaurant, I'm ordering that thing on Deliveroo every single day. I'm not sitting and like trying new things from that restaurant. God forbid, I would never try new things. I just like to I know what I like and I get the same thing every single day. Recently I feel like I've been hyperfixating a little bit on hummus. God, I love hummus and pita. I think I'm turning into hummus and pita. I could eat it for every single meal every day. I love it. It's so good. And it's just so, I don't mind it if you get it from the shop, but when you go to like a Greek restaurant or like a Lebanese restaurant, you get hummus and pita. Oh my God, it's the best thing. I just love like dips as well, like baba ganoush. And oh, my other hyperfixation recently, a Coke Zero. It's just a great little pick me up. Like, I drink coffee like there's no tomorrow. I really love coffee. Another thing I've been hyperfixing on recently is black coffee, and it's because of Ruby, honestly. Another hyperfixation. God, my whole life is just hyperfixation, because like, once I like something, it's not even like, oh, I like something, so I have a lot of it. It's like, I have that 5 times a day, and I won't have anything else. Like, I don't have coffee with milk anymore. Like, I won't do it. I just love like my black coffee. Like, I'm so hyperfixated on that. It's like reading as well. Like, once I've gotten into reading, like, there's no stopping me. No one can talk to me. Like, I will be finishing that book in the next 24 hours, and I will be going on my phone. I just hyperfix it on that book. And then I'll not read again for like 3 months. yeah. It's a good and a bad thing, because I get shit done. And like for example, like reading or when I'm editing a video. For example, Ruby will like do like bits here. I don't always bring up this woman, sorry, but she just has relevance to this conversation. She'll like sit and do bits here and there. She'll do a bit of editing here, and then she'll like go about her day, and she'll come back maybe in a few days, do a bit more there, here and there. I'm literally like, I'll sit down and I will finish editing that video in the next 2 hours. No one speak to me. So that is, it's good in that sense. Once I start something, I will probably finish it, because I can't, I mean, there's definitely some exceptions here and there. Like Pilates, for example. When I liked Pilates, I was doing it like 7 times a week. There was no stopping me. Even when I was hungover or I was tired, I was getting up and going to Pilates because I loved it so much. I don't remember what it's like to do Pilates. I haven't done it in months. Months is maybe an exaggeration. But I recently discovered, if you follow me on my spam TikTok, I've discovered that I've got wooden floors in my house, and I have like fuzzy socks or slippers that are really slidey, and I've done like an at-home reformers thing. Like, I realized that you can just kind of do reformer Pilates at home, so I've been doing that recently. I've been really on like my at-home workout thing. I think I'm like lacking a bit of confidence recently in the gym and like just like in public. Remember I was talking a while ago to you guys about how like I've been feeling so good, and because of it, like, I've not had any social anxiety whatsoever. I've been able to speak to people. Like, I've been walking into shops and been chatting to like shopkeepers as if they're like my like old friend. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not scared anymore. It's kind of come back a little bit. I've just been like I've just been a little bit just like afraid of like doing things. I'm not afraid, but I just rather be at home. So because of that, I've been doing at home workouts. So it's not like, you know what, you go through phases. I'm sure I'll get back to that soon. I literally just think it's like I'm tired, and I don't have a huge social battery recently. Like, I found myself like I've been like making up excuses as to why I can't hang out with friends when I actually could just hang out with my friends. But like, I've just been feeling so like I just want to be at home on my own. Well, not on my own. It's basically my mum staying with me for the week, and I just value that time at home watching a documentary with my mum so much more than like going out with my friends recently. I just like don't want to go out with my friends. Nothing to do with my friends. I just like don't have a huge social battery, and I'd rather like my mum strokes my hair, and it's just the best thing in the world. Like, that is like, that's my head. Like, you know what, I go through phases. Like, sometimes my favorite, like my idea of like the perfect night is like going out for dinner with my friends, then like maybe going for a few drinks and just having like, and I've had the best times doing that, and I've made the best memories doing that. And then other times my ideal night is sitting on my sofa with a big bowl of pasta with nutritional yeast and my mum stroking my hair while a true crime documentary plays on the TV. And that's okay. That's fine. Just try to convince myself that I'm not like neglecting my friends. It's just like, yeah, I don't know. I think also like that, like, I'd be understanding as well if my friend was going through a phase where they didn't want to go out that much. You shouldn't beat yourself up about that. You don't always have to be in the mood to like be like super social. I think maybe I find it quite draining as well, because as I was saying, like, I will be in a really, really good mood no matter how I'm feeling inside. So like, when you're like not in that much of a good mood and you put on that like front of like chatty and like so happy, it can be kind of exhausting sometimes, I think. Maybe, I don't know, I might just be being stupid. Okay, I asked you guys on Instagram for some things you hyperfixate on. Someone said, like, a pair of jeans. I agree. Sometimes I go, like, I will go through a phase. I've actually, my favorite jeans are the ones that I've thrifted. I've just found the best jeans thrifting. I bought these in, it's like a big thrift market in LA. Actually, speaking of LA, I really hope I can go this year. I was gonna go for Coachella or something, but I don't know if it's actually happening. But all my friends are going to LA for basically every year. Two of my best friends, Edie and Millie, they go to LA every year for like a month in April, and they go to Coachella and they just have like Millie's birthday that is then and whatever. They just like hang out in LA. And I did it last year. I went and I was just like, oh, like it was worth it for me because when I went to Coachella, it was like a job. So I was like, oh, I'm technically here working, but I just don't love LA. I don't love the vibe. Obviously, I know, like, oh, it's warm and they've got, like, nice food and stuff. But, like, I just don't fuck with LA that much. So this year, I haven't been offered to go to Coachella on, like, a job or anything. So I would literally just be going. Like, I'm having this war with myself. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but I'm just actually, like, I feel, like, awful about it because I'm, like, I don't want to go to LA. But then it's my friend's birthday and they're all, I had previously said, oh, yeah, let's all go to LA because I just thought I'd be going as a job to Coachella. But no, I haven't got a job to go to Coachella. And I'm, like, I don't actually want to go to LA, but I don't want to let anyone down. But anyway, that's my war with myself. Yes, jeans. I will find a pair of jeans. Not even like a find, like I've had these for years, but I recently took them out of my cupboard. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wear this single pair of jeans every day for the next month, probably. And I never wash my jeans either. Because like, they don't get dirty, really, unless I drag on the floor. Like, you don't really need to wash jeans, I don't think. Maybe that's a bit disgusting. I definitely wash my jeans sometimes. Someone said, times where I should have been a bitch, but I was nice, LMAO. Oh my God. I sit and think about these times all the time. I'm really, really bad at being a bitch. I've genuinely never been in a fight, or like I think maybe someone listening to this is gonna be like, oh, you've been such a bitch to me. But like the only time that I can be a bitch is to someone that's fucked over my friend. And it's happened recently. Someone like did my friend dirty and I was so rude to this person, like because this person was so rude to my friend that I was like, you know what? And like I'm genuinely nice. I actually am, and like I will be nice to everyone, even if you've done me wrong or I actually just don't actually fuck with you. And this is the thing. I don't like that about myself because sometimes I think, oh, you're a little bit fake, Olivia, because you won't like this person and then you'll be super nice to their face. But I'm just like, I cannot be mean. I don't think. Maybe like I can like do a bit of like a cold shoulder type thing, but like I'm actually like, I can't be rude to people. Like it fills me with like dread and anxiety and I'll be thinking about it forever until someone fucks over my friend. I think I value my friends more than me sometimes because like I will be a bitch to you if you fuck over my friend. I'm not even a bitch, but like I was just like I was with my like a few of my friends and then this other person joined who was really mean to my friend. Not mean to my friend, just fucked over my friend. I was like, we were like talking in a conversation and I could feel myself like I was actually just being a bit like just a bit of a bitch, to be honest. And my friend pulled me aside after and was like, Olivia, I've never seen you like that before. Like, you were like really like standing on business there and like not being nice. And I was like, I rang my friend after and was like, just so you know, someone just told me I was being a bitch to the person they fucked you over. And they're like, wow, well done, Olivia. And I was like, thank you. I mean, that's not something I should be proud of, but like, I was really proud of myself for that. Cause like, usually I'm just so fucking fake nice to people because I can't be mean. And I don't, I like, oh, I don't know. It's a good and bad thing. Someone said my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. Oh my God. That was like any time I've ever dated anyone, it's been such a hyperfixation for me. Even not even dating, even just like casually seeing someone, I will hyperfixate on their ex-girlfriend. And I don't know if that's like a certain personality type or like a certain type of girl, because I'm sure there are people listening to this who are like, that's so fucking weird. Like, I don't think about my not even boyfriend, like my situationship's ex. Like, I don't think about that at all. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's like people like with like low self-esteem. Like, I think I've got like quite good self-esteem. I don't know what it is. Like, this person could literally be like a random person who I've never even heard of, that's like I have no mutual friends with, no connection with, and like maybe they're from like when they were dated when they were like 15 or something, and I'll sit and think about them all the time, and it's so weird. And I hated that so much. And now obviously that I'm like completely single, no situation, no boyfriend, like nothing, no man on the scene, roster is at zero, which sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should get back out there. I can't, because I can't have that stress. I don't want to fucking hyperfix it on some random girl that I don't know. I don't need that. Like, I feel so much better not having that. And like, I've got my friends. If I want to hang out with anyone, I've got my mom who will stroke my hair. Why the fuck would I need a boyfriend? Like, what are they going to bring to my life except me being crazy and comparing myself to their ex-girlfriend from when they were 14? Like, I just don't need that. But yeah, I completely agree. Like, I hyperfix it on that as well. It's awful. Someone said jasmine tea. I am not a jasmine tea person. I was never really a tea person growing up. I never really liked tea. The only time I would drink like an English breakfast tea was like when I was sick. My mum would bring me tea. You know, if you've like been throwing up or something and you like have no food in your stomach and you just need some, like you need calories of some sort, my mum would bring me tea with like loads of sugar in it, and it was so nice. I remember that being like the best cup of tea I've ever had in my life. I was never really like a casual tea drinker. Like, my mum will wake up in the morning and have like 5 cups of tea. Like, she's a tea, I feel like that's like all British. I love my mum's British, like British Irish mums love tea. Never really got into it. Was much more of a coffee drinker. I did like green tea, but it kind of reminds me of like times though, like when I was younger and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be so healthy. And like this Victoria's Secret model has 5 cups of green tea a day. And I would do that, and like it just kind of ruined green tea a little bit for me. I was like, oh, like when I drink green tea, it just tastes like I'm being really healthy, and sometimes I don't like how it tastes. So I never really got back in, like I was never really into tea, never really into like herbal teas or whatever. I started liking matcha, which I guess is a tea, but then I've been put off matcha because I don't love really milky drinks anymore. And obviously matcha latte, like, I suppose I just have pure matcha tea, but matcha is often served in like the form of a matcha latte, and I don't really like really milky drinks anymore. So I don't really drink matcha anymore. So then I was like, right, I only drink coffee. Like, maybe I should like start switching it up. But all my friends are obsessed with peppermint tea or mint tea, fresh mint tea. Like, I swear to you, every time I go on a dinner now with any, like with my friends, they finish their dinner with like everyone gets a fresh mint tea. And I think it's like a really good digestive aid or something, and that's why they drink it, and they also love the taste of it. But I hate mint flavored things so much. I hate mint tea. I hate mint chocolate. I hate just anything. Like, I hate mint in food. Like, you know when people like put like mint in their salads and stuff, or something. The one thing I don't mind is like mojitos. I don't mind mojitos, but I just hate mint flavored things. It's like probably the one thing, like mint and like licorice, I don't really like. Because I like everything. It's like, you could say I'm a fussy eater because I'm vegan, but like, I actually do like everything. I was like, I like chicken, I like beef, I just don't eat it for like moral reasons. But apart from that, like, you could put anything in front of me and I will eat it. Like, I'm not that picky. But yeah, mint tea I don't like. So I was like, right, let me like get into something else here. I've found chamomile tea. Oh my God, guys, I've been sleeping on chamomile tea. I've been a little bit hyperfixated on it. Chamomile tea with honey in it. Best combination ever. And before bed as well, because it's meant to make you sleepy. Maybe you guys are like, Olivia, obviously we've been drinking chamomile tea here, but like, I think I might have had 1 or 2 cups in my life, but like, I've been hyperfixating on it a little bit recently, and it's so good. I love a chamomile tea, and it's nice because like, what if like you go for like, you meet up with someone at 5 p.m. and you don't want to have a coffee, it's a bit late, like whatever, have a chamomile tea. It's gorge, guys. You're gonna be like, shut up, Olivia, of course it's gorge, we've been drinking it. But I just discovered it and I love it. Also, another thing I've been hyperfixating on recently is these shoes. Can you see them? They're from COS, guys. I love COS, C-O-S, the shop. It's so good. It's a little bit pricey, but it's like, they just got all their shapes and all their silhouettes and like the quality of their leather. Like, these are like these like little leather loafers, I guess. And I'm just, they're so comfy, and I know I'm going to be wearing them every single day for the foreseeable future. I have been wearing them every day for the past like month or so, and they're amazing. Can't recommend them enough. COS is just, oh, I love it. I'm gonna go to COS today and buy some suit trousers, because I'm really in my like workwear classy bag. Like, look at me today with my little trench coat and my little sweater over the shoulders and cardigan. Who am I? I'm classy. Anyway, love you guys. I'm off to COS now to do some shopping. That's just really inspired me.